Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Please be seated. The performance is about to begin. The 32-valve, 280 horsepower Lincoln Mark 8. It's like Beethoven with an attitude. Drive everything else first.
The Lincoln Mark 8. In the 1990s, it was the last two-door coupe Lincoln ever made. It was a big car. A lot of people loved it, and it was the last word in the traditional personal coupe. And when I say personal, that's a stretch because these things are big. So it was rather, if you'll pardon the pun, a rather expansive definition of personal. Carried two people for sure, four people in a pinch despite its size. Very comfortable, very personal, very elegant. The Lincoln Mark 8. A recent analysis by the Washington Post into the lost propulsion by large cargo ships within the navigable waters of the United States revealed that over the past 3 years, 424 cargo ships longer than 600 feet in length have reported losing propulsion, meaning they were shut down. Around Baltimore alone, ships lost propulsion nearly two dozen times in the 3 years before the current tragedy that happened with the collision of the Dali at the Francis Scott Key Bridge on March 26. Yikes! By now, you've heard of the tragedy in Baltimore, in the bay. People killed, bridge mangled, tons in the water. It'll take months to straighten it out. What's not known is the fact that these large cargo ships, these large ocean-going cargo ships with thousands of containers on them regularly would fail, break down, stop. And I had to stop them, and I'm like, wait a minute. You are transporting billions of dollars of cargo in tight deadline situations to get into a port because you've got a time to be in that port, in that slot. You cannot miss it. Yet, you're going to skimp, you're going to go light, you're not going to make maintenance of the ship, operation of the ship a priority? That makes me wonder. 424 times in the last 3 years around the United States. You noticed I said ships larger than 600 feet. We are talking about commercial ships. And just for reference, when the Scott Key Bridge was built in the 1970s. The typical commercial going, ocean-going cargo vessel was barely 600 feet. Today, they're double that. In fact, the Dali that hit it was 1,100 feet long. You may not realize that, number one, there are no standard federal laws regarding when a ship comes into a port, how it should be handled, how it should be escorted. No federal regulations regarding what happens if it dies in the middle of the port, like these 424 ships did, or even the two dozen that happened in Baltimore in the last 3 years. I'm not talking 20, 30 years, 3 years. Now, the one thing they have to do when they lose propulsion is notify the Coast Guard. That they're supposed to do. But in terms of when one of these ships requires tugboats and how many, given that renting a tugboat, using the services of a tugboat or tugboats plural in the case of these large ships, runs thousands of dollars per hour. A lot of these ports leave those decisions up to the owners of the ships. In some cases, like the Port of New York, New Jersey, they do have rules. And because each port is different, a lot of ports do require their own what they call pilot. And what that is they actually have a qualified, certified person on the bridge that knows that port and can navigate that ship into port. And that's great for getting it navigating in and out. But that doesn't cover anything about the mechanical condition of these ships coming in and out. That is outside the purview of the authorities that govern these ports. Some of these ships require, and in fact, if you go into the port of New York, New Jersey, you are required to have to be escorted in with tugboats, plural. Again, thousands of dollars. But yet, these ships, which carry, you name it, from all over the world to ports in the United States, we now have to question their seaworthiness, or at least their seaworthiness regarding the port. So here's what happens. You can lose propulsion, which is engine power, and not lose electrical power, which it also generates to run other things in the ship. Or in some cases, you lose both electrical and propulsion, which is the case of the Dali the day that it hit the Scott Key Bridge. It lost both. What that means is, without powering the boat, without the boat having to be able to power, it becomes at mercy of the waves and the wind. And if there's a strong wind, it's going to blow it where it wants to go. And again, remember, I said earlier, just a few minutes ago, most of these ships now are so much bigger than the infrastructure that was built. And I'm talking bridges and ports and docks and all that stuff. Simply overwhelming. They're big. And I need to correct. I said that the Dali was 1,100 feet. Excuse me. It's 984. They believed that in its case, it lost the ability to propel itself forward as it suffered a more widespread power outage. So it lost electrical power and propulsion. The one thing to their credit is they were able to notify the powers that be that stopped a number of people from crossing the bridge and mitigated what could have been a greater loss of life even at 1:30 in the morning. So there's that. Here's something you may not have realized about this terrible tragedy. And I add this just so you know. The FBI has opened a criminal probe that will look at least in part of whether the crew left the port knowing the vessel had serious system problems. That would be criminal. You left knowing it was not capable and may break down at any moment. They talk about this. Coast Guard, when they investigated all these numbers. Many causes for propulsion loss, records show in some instances, total loss of electrical power, electrical system stayed online, but propulsion was lost because of mechanical or equipment failures, valves malfunctioned, seals failed, filters were clogged. That's called maintenance, people. Maintenance. And if they're not making a priority to do the minimum maintenance, you're not going to make it. This is a Tech Mobility Show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you've missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us from Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between. We are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be. We're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out.